I was initially incredibly shocked when the email dropped into the inbox to say that I'd been nominated for this award, and would I wish to accept it or not. And it was completely out of the blue, completely unexpected, I feel really honoured and privileged to become a recipient of the King's Ambulance Medal.
And I suppose then, I mean, how long ago have you known? How have you been able to keep the secret? How's that been for you?
It's really interesting. The email landed sort of mid-December, it didn't confirm it until sort of 16th of December. So I haven't had too long to keep it a secret, but it's quite interesting the way that it's conducted, i.e. you get one email and then you respond to the email, and it's very clear that you will hear nothing further from anyone and until the date of the publication, if you've been awarded it. So you don't technically know until you're shown in the New Year's Honours list in the Gazette from London.
Oh, that's amazing. So I suppose that makes it a little bit easier over Christmas to not sort of spill the beans, as it were, over your Christmas dinner and say, oh, guess what's happening in a couple of weeks, because you kind of don't have it fully confirmed then at that point.
Yeah, no, you don't necessarily have it fully confirmed. You're aware of it, but it's got to go through other committees, both on the island and from a health perspective. It has to go via the Department of Health and Social Care into the palace for royal assent and permission to be awarded it. So you don't really know. Obviously, some legwork is done in the background in regards of putting together press releases, etc., ready for them. But you don't, you know, until you see your name in the Gazette posting, you don't know if you're confirmed for it.
That's amazing. So do you know what happens next then? Do you know kind of when you'll go, will you go and get it awarded in person? Do you sort of have a timeline and when that'll happen for you?
No, I understand that there'll be some correspondence next year, and knowing other colleagues in the United Kingdom, the investitures are all completed at Windsor, and you will get a selection of dates, or we might be told what dates that we're required to attend to pick up our King's Ambulance Medal.
And I suppose then, I mean, you know, reading through kind of your career as they've published it, we've got it here on the website in front of me, actually. I mean, you obviously have had a really long career here with us in the ambulance service, not just here on the island as well. I mean, how does it feel then to sort of see that rewarded? And I suppose, I mean, the key message with emergency services when we talk to them every year around this time is the idea that it's such a team effort. I mean, you know, how does that feel? I mean, what have you colleagues been saying, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when I joined the ambulance service at 18, walking into, you know, day one in August 2004, and walking into, you know, a big training centre headquarters in Surrey, a bit, you know, leaving secondary school and joining the ambulance service was just overwhelming. But it's what I was determined to do. It's what I wanted to do. Growing up in as a cadet within St John Ambulance in England, it's, you know, I had an unwavering commitment that I wanted to become a paramedic from that, you know, sort of early sort of 12, 13 year old will. And I just, you know, I've had an absolutely amazing career, really privileged to work in lots of different areas, predominantly in the southeast of England, in Kent, Surrey and Sussex, but also working across in London and also and more locally to here, to the Isle of Man. I'm incredibly honoured and privileged to lead the team here on the Isle of Man. And you're right, this award is not just about me. It reflects, you know, the dedication and hard work of the teams that I've got the privilege to work with. You know, the ambulance service, all the emergency service, especially this particular time of year, working incredibly hard to provide care to those who need it. And I just want to pay tribute to those, to every staff in the ambulance service and the wider emergency service and healthcare community, because, you know, what you do day in, day out is just really inspiring. And it continues to motivate me to continue what I do, which is drive things forward and make sure that if you need our help, we're just a phone call away.
So I think, you know, hearing you talk about it, it's safe to say that this won't mark retirement now. You're going to carry on and probably get some good willed, I suppose, like a bit of banter from the colleagues when you're back in after Christmas as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Both, my phone's not stopped. You know, just obviously keep it. You can't talk it, tell anyone. So my husband didn't know. My family didn't know. So I've now got to just take some time just to not appear rude and just through the you know, very lovely many messages of wish, yeah, good wishes and congratulations, but yeah, I'm nowhere near retirement yet, but this award also helps motivate me even further to continue supporting and driving forward the ambulance service and the ambulance services here on the Isle of Man, because you know, being better never stops.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.